This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Now, Yankee fans, you might not want to hear it. I got to have a little conversation about this MVP award with Judge and Cal Raleigh. We'll do that. 888-808-1019. Back to these Met calls out of the chute and the energy and just the swag and the juice that Vientos provides. There's just a different feel when he's hitting well. And he's on a tear and makes the Mets look and feel a little different. I would say this quickly about Schlittler, who, I mean, listen. He looks like he belongs. And I told you the story when I was in the car and I was dropping one of my kids off at a practice or picking them up. It doesn't matter. I was in the car like I am every day at practice. And I heard Susan's pregame interview with the scout who followed Schlittler and also found Ben Wright. So it was really good interview. And I wound up texting Susan and it was a great spot. And pertaining to, because the Rice story was totally different, but I'm not going to veer into that now from that scout. But about Schlittler, it was about his makeup. And his dad up in Massachusetts is, I don't know if he's still on the job. Is he retired? Probably not, because Schlittler's young, so his dad's probably still working. But he was like a chief of police or is chief of police. So you know he's coming from, you know, a household where, you know, you're gonna work hard. You're gonna do the right thing. Most of the time, you're going to try to do the right thing, and you're not gonna be coddled. You're gonna be pushed a little bit. So I think he's got some innate toughness because of his dad, number one. And then you look at his body, and he's incredibly lanky and long. And they've talked about this on the broadcast. The ball's on you. Not quite like Randy Johnson, who was even taller at 6'10", 6'11". But when you have that kind of, you know, arm reach and wingspan, I mean, honestly, the ball's on you quicker because it's just coming out at a place closer to the batter. That's common sense. And he throws gas. We know that. 98, 99, dials it up whenever he wants to. He's got stones. That's apparent. My favorite part of his game from a repertoire perspective is his curveball. Now, I know that he stumbled upon a cutter late as well. I think during the spring. And that's one of the things that the scout was talking about with Susan. But his curveball, I don't really know who it compares to. I mean, I'm thinking of some. I'm not even saying, like, I don't want to go nuts and say it's an all-time curveball, but I'm thinking of, like, I don't really remember Burt Blylevin. I was a little bit too young when he was in his prime, but I remember him always being lauded as having one of the best curveballs of all time. You know, Doc Gooden's, when Doc came up, it was that legit 12-6 off the table, north-south. Schlittler's is sharp. It's almost got, like, a slider bite to it. So he's got nasty stuff. And, you know, where does it go? Who knows? How healthy is he? I don't know. You know, would they trade him at some point in the offseason for like a superstar? I hope not, but probably not. But you never know. But I can see this October, because the Yanks are going to get there. They're not going to win the division, but they'll get there. I can see Schlittler going out there against whomever. Toronto, the Astros, the Tigers, the Red Sox, and going six and giving up very few hits. And if he's got his plus-plus stuff, maybe giving up no runs. Like, he has that kind of stuff. So that's a great development for the Yankees. Really, really good. All right, let's get back to the phones. 888-808-1019. Marcello or Marcello? How are we saying those? That second C? What have we got?
Marcello, how you doing?
It is a soft C. What's up, Marcello? How are you, buddy?
Everything's good. I live in Miami. I'm from Queens, and that last caller just made me flip. I'm a Mets fan, too. And look, I know you're a Yankees fan, but I love your takes because you have good baseball takes. And I don't know any Mets fan who was defending Vientos after the All-Star break or throughout the whole season. He was a liability on defense. He wasn't hitting the ball. And I work at the airport over here in Miami, and all my Mets fan friends, we were all saying the same thing. Let's trade Vientos. Let's try to get some good pieces together.
Yep.
But
I mean, that was pretty much the, not everybody, to be fair, but that was the general consensus. Because the other aspect, and I'll let you finish, Marcello, but, you know, when I look at a youngish, I think he's 25. Half 25, Vientos sound right? I think he's 25. Thank you. Well, so that's still fairly young. He hasn't played a ton at this level. I look at, no, not just could you hit, but, you know, what's your upside on defense? I don't think he'll ever be a good defender, and he obviously does not run well at all. So he's, you know, a plus defender, no chance. Average defender, maybe. You know, speed, always going to be below average. So if he's not hitting, the value goes way, way down. And, yeah, I was open to trading him, but I was also coming into the year one of his staunchest supporters. So is what it is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay to change your mind. You know, we're not going to have the same idea every week, every day, you know, so it's okay. Like, things happen.
Yeah.
But my original point was, I've noticed this season, I called earlier, I thought the season was over. I was comparing it to 2007, and I mixed up Sal and Hawk, so I apologize again for that. What's it called? I really don't think that it's like 2007 anymore. What I feel like now is like we're losing to the teams we should be beating, and we're winning to the teams we're winning against better teams, like the Phillies and the Dodgers. We put on better performances against those teams.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we have 30 games left, I'm thinking if we get a good run together and we know as a team that we can beat these playoff matchups, you know, if we take this energy into the postseason, anything can happen. I'm still more pessimistic than optimistic, but yesterday was a great sign for me.
It was a good win. Marcello, good call. Appreciate you checking in from Miami on the Free Odyssey app. Good stuff. 888-808-1019. It's BT and Sal. No Sal. Today's back tomorrow. Now, this is, it's an early read, but, I mean, that's what I have to do based on the circumstances provided. If you get, let's say, whether it's the Philly, whomever it is, right, a playoff series, Dodgers, Pirates, Phillies, whatever, Brewers. Like, you look at a Peterson. If this keeps up, I don't know how you don't give McClain a start. And, you know, even Holmes, who's not going to give you length, but generally gives you, you know, competitive starts. I mean, that's a really good starting three, which is why the Manaea-Senga situation is, I don't want to say it's less dire with the with the unveiling of McLean, but just imagine if there was no McLean. Like, if there was no McLean, if he was either just not here or not called up or not as good, I don't know how you get to a place mentally where you're like, oh, yeah, I could see this Mets pitching staff being good enough to beat a good team in a short series. That, to me, is it's an irresponsible leap of faith. That's just being a fan, and that's fine. But to me, it wouldn't be rooted in enough reality to really latch onto that, for me. But now, I mean, McLean, the kid's presence and the kid's stuff is tremendous. It's tremendous. And I've always loved Peterson. And what I just said about Holmes applies here. So even if you don't get Manaea finding, his stuff or Senga getting better, you still got a puncher's chance, provided the offense carries the mail and Vientos doing what he's been doing lately is a massive thing. Let me get Anthony in Freehold, BT and Sal on the fan. What's going on, Ant?
BT, what's up, brother?
Oh, good. How you doing, dude?
Good. I mean, last night was such a great win. I'm a diehard Mets fan. But what I really like is, obviously, Vientos is finally proving to the people that seemed so crazy this whole season, like me, who said, how can you give up so quickly on this guy who hit 27 home runs last year and put the team on his back during a playoff run? That was the first guy people wanted traded over Acuna, over Mauricio, over Beatty. It was, no, let's pick the one guy that had the stones to go into the postseason and trade that guy. Why the hell would it be him? He was the only guy that showed, hey, I could play in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, that's the chip that you keep that guy.
Yep.
So I'm so hyped that you got the chance to keep the Vientos. Stearns, you got to give him props there. He could have traded him for a bag of peanuts.
Yep.
You kept the Vientos. It's working out.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, the Mets have always had a DH problem. You're right. The Vientos can't really field. He can't run. He's a DH.
Yep.
So, that's our DH. I love it. I'm happy. And great show, BT.
I appreciate it. And thanks for the call there. Yeah, I mean, just to go back to what you said about, the Acunas and Mauricio, Beatty lesser extent. I don't want to speak for others, but I would imagine the reason, well, first of all, Vientos wasn't playing well at all, and he doesn't run, he doesn't feel. We know that, right? So there's already a very identifiable limitation to his overall game. He's just a hitter, and he wasn't hitting, and he didn't seem to be hustling either, which was even more problematic, and that's why I was confused by his start. But like the Mauricio love and the Acuna love, Beatty a little lesser because he doesn't have the, he's not fast like Acuna. Those guys seem to be a little bit more toolsy. And I know that, that's what a tool. Yanks have a ton of guys with tools, and it doesn't always work out. Most times it doesn't recently. So I don't get overly enamored with tools, but if you got three or four young players, the sensible thing to do generally would be to gravitate to the ones with more tools because there's a greater chance they will be able to influence the bottom line. When you got one tool and it's hitting and you don't hit, you've got no value. When you've got three or four tools, you can play second, center, third, whatever it might be, in Acuna spot or Beatty or Mauricio, big-time arm coming back from injury, lefty stick. Like, I think that's why people are like, okay, maybe Vientos just was a flash in the pan last October. What he's proving now is he's not. And when he hits, the Mets feel different.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, It's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.